First time brought to you by Amstel Malta. Amstel Malta is a product of Nigerian Breweries Limited, and they are the new sponsors of this program. I'd like to use this opportunity to thank MTN for the support that I got, especially, you know, during the crossover time and standing by me, you know, at a most crucial time when I was changing stations. But I think budgetary constraints and whatever, they can't take on the full load. So today I'm happy to debut with a New Daily Digest produced, sponsored by Amstel Malta, your malt drink. And it's produced by Nigerian Breweries. Now, I see people like Kelvin, my ears don't go up now. But this one is sponsored by Amstel Malta Nigerian Breweries. It'd be like, say, this December will be good. It will be. I'm a hanko. Now that we have a new sponsor and this kind of sponsor, I can assure you, you are in for a rollicking Christmas. And God willing, quite unusual, it hardly ever happens, I'll be here on Christmas Day. I'll go for my Christmas break after. Mrs. Kiori is clapping there. So I'll be here on Christmas Day. So on Christmas Day, we'll have a big, nice party. We'll do a lot of that. Thank you very much, Nigerian Breweries. Thank you very much, Amstel Malta. These are the things that make us tick. You know, when out of appreciation of what you do, you get support even from the corporate sector towards building a better Nigeria. You know, these are the things that make us tick. Okay. Having said that, let's get down to Dear Bumi. Dear Bumi today is a special one also because the lady who is here, Mrs. Funke Kuyoro, is, I'm also honoring her on her 60th. I'm honoring her, no, not because I like her that much. Left to me, my dearest, Itali Okweni. But she's always begging me. But she said something this morning. She said, Uncle Jimmy, now that I'm 60, you're the only one who can get me out on the road to the studio early in the morning. And I quite appreciate that. Happy birthday, Funke.
Thank you.
That was a nice, I can't even call it a party. What it was a, what would we call that now? It was a revival.
No, it was a night of Thanksgiving.
Night of Thanksgiving. Yeah. But it was nice. Even in the midst of Thanksgiving, I know what I took. I know what I took. In fact, at some point, my clapping was off key. But go yamokon. I mean, there were some nice cocktails there that, it put everything in focus, I can assure you. At a one-year learning. Happy birthday. What's
Thank
it like to be
much.
60?
Well, like I said to you, now I don't jump out of bed.
You can't jump out of bed. I should be given a lot of credit, you know. You can't jump. The worst is you sit down patiently and wait for somebody to walk through the door to bring the remote for you to use. Does that happen to you?
No, I can still move.
No, not that you can't move. It's in the head. It's not that you can't physically move.
Like,
no.
I can't, you know, if I have gone downstairs now,
yes.
I don't have any help in the house.
That deliberate?
Yes, for now.
For now.
I have a cleaner that comes, but if I don't have a cleaner, if I have to go downstairs two times in a row,
yes,
man, the second time, I'll think about it very
honestly.
Well.
let him brush up and put a lift in the house, with Jerry. Yes, yes. So at 60, somebody ahead of you had been 60 before, so I would say any papa, you know, your
papa
husband. You chose his papa. he's don't you know, you're mama too now?
No, I'm not
no,
mama.
But
I'm Sissy. No.
We're on YouTube. We're on YouTube and we're on Facebook Live. You want to go have a look at Mrs. Kiyoro. The 60s these days are looking at, don't understand it.
How can you call me mama? Please.
Don't
spoil my market.
Which market? You have spoken for Jerry. but it's a new, I remember when my mom was 60, my mama was just okay me. She was mama, but you don't look. Doesn't your husband get scared sometimes when you go out? He kept asking me, "Shoti debe, shoti debe, shoti debe."
Oh, he was calling you.
He was the one I was talking to. Hey, shoti debe. I said, "Calm down now. Where would she go this early morning?" They say women are like that when we get to a particular age. Anyway, it's nice. It's nice to have you. Thank you. I use this opportunity to pay tribute to my 64-year-old friend that I hadn't seen for so many years that I saw yesterday. The 64-year-old knows who it is.
Wow.
I will not say he or she. No, it's just to make you think. But I'm paying tribute to my 64-year-old friend that I saw yesterday. Right. So let's look at dear Bumi, you've done this before. So Auntie Bumi, good morning. How are you? I hope you're doing good. It must be Amala time. No. What, let me see. Today's what date?
Wednesday.
Oh, we have another 3 weeks to go before the next Amala is a group that revolves around Auntie Bumi who writes this column. We meet in her house every month.
Oh, I was even going to ask you, do you know her? I mean, or is it just her things that you read?
Do I know her? Okay. This is the woman, one of those who are ahead of me, that made me take to journalism.
Wow.
I knew Auntie Bumi since I was six.
Oh.
We live 4 or 5 houses from each other. And I remember, when I tell her this, she doesn't remember. But you know when you do things for people, you don't remember. That I remember she took me to a picnic in 1968 or thereabout. Took me a picnic in what used to be the Ikoyi Park. You see what our government people are like. People don't know that what is now Parkview used to be one of the biggest parks in Lagos, Ikoyi Park. And every Easter, Auntie Bumi took me to one in 67 or 68. She took me to a picnic in Ikoyi Park. I remember Ikoyi Park then, and Ikoyi Park was also designed to be the recess. Okay, that if there's any flooding in Ikoyi, all the water will gravitate to Ikoyi Park because it's a waterfront.
Mm, and but then it goes back.
It goes back, but in the normal greedy and whatever, the powers that be turned it into an estate. That's why it's always flooded.
Mm.
You understand? I don't know if it's still flooded now.
It is.
But yes.
It is now.
Our elite are terrible people. A lot of them. It was supposed, the Oyinbos built it to be a recess. Ikoyi was supposed to be like a nice reserve with trees and plants. And you had houses on 1 acre of land.
Mm.
Mm? Now, since in the recent developments that we have, everybody wants a piece of Ikoyi. The same thing that the elite did to the issue of that's how they wrecked King's College and Queen's College.
Mm.
You know?
When you keep talking about that, Ikoyi, just the flashes in my head was the building
It's an eyesore now. Ikoyi is an eyesore. It wasn't what it was. You see, when some of us talk about these things, the younger people don't know because they don't know what it looked like in the past. And they probably don't know where everything is coming from. It's like the issue of the School of Nursing. Now construction is going on. Yes. Construction is going on there. You took School Nursing from there and threw them in a gondo. Mm. Now you say you want to turn it into some medical park. But that's not why we are here. We are here. Mm. You see how you can gravitate these things. We're here to do a Dear Bumi. Look at the headlines we're going to contend with. How can I stop my son from stealing? My sister takes advantage of my help. He doesn't care for us. Why do girls think I'm fickle? This one must be a baby. Dad is bully who mentally abuses us. And hobby resents my cancer scares. Let's start with that.
Okay.
Yes, maybe resents. Not have cancer in Jesus' name.
Mm.
You say amen now, you don't say who.
Amen. Sorry, amen.
Okay. It's one of the things about growing old.
No.
You lost concentration there.
No, as you said, cancer. You know, we lost Pastor Taiwo Dukoya's wife yesterday to cancer. And that was just where my head went.
Your head went. I commiserated with him this morning. I don't know how he's going to cope losing 2 wives in a row. I honestly don't know. But God will give him the grace.
Amen.
Yes, amen. The grace. It's a sad... He's one of the pastors that I respect, Odukoya, Igodalo, Adefarasin. Not the one that keeps flip-flopping, doesn't know whether he wants to be a pastor or a lawyer or a politician. I just wanted to drop that into needle you. You want to? You have any comment on that?
No.
You
comment.
Won't. You
go back to your. Go back.
Philip, you know who? Nigeria. I had a mastectomy.
Mastectomy.
Okay, whatever it was, early last year. Naturally, I was anxious about my altered appearance. What's a mastectomy? Do you know?
Removal of her breast.
Ah, but my husband reassured me that it wouldn't matter to him. But despite his promises, he's not touched me since the operation and can hardly bring himself. Oh, this is traumatic. I'm due to have a reconstruction shortly, but I'm worried that more surgery will push him even further away. How do you handle that kind of situation?
Wow. Wow.
It's not the husband's fault either.
It's just his mind. I think they both need to go for some sort of counseling, really. Mm. Because, like you said, it's really not his fault.
It's not his own fault.
It's his mind. Mm. But I believe that they can get help somewhere. Maybe that's why you see when people are going through trauma, he's gone through his own bit of the trauma as well. Mm. We can say, Shebi is not the one that had the cancer. It's the wife that had the cancer. So what's his problem? But, you know, the mind is very fickle. And if it is not guided and guarded properly, you know, it can go haywire.
Do you think counseling? I'm not saying don't attempt counseling, but
where
is a counselor? Are you talking of a professional, or you get to go to church?
A professional counselor,
or have a family meeting?
No, a professional counselor
who can handle this.
Yes,
I wonder what the counselor will be telling him that will change his mind.
It's like, in terms of counseling, you see somebody who has just been diagnosed with AIDS, for instance.
Mm.
The next thing is that they send them to counselors to counsel them on how they will handle the situation around them.
Okay, in a situation like this, should he go with his wife or should he go alone?
No, he has to go with his wife.
You don't think he should go alone and then go with his wife?
No, I think they need to go together.
Mm.
It's both their problems, so they need to go together.
Wow. Well, I don't normally do this.
He might have some expectations of his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Even in her condition right now, she's going for a reconstruction. The reconstruction might bring some sort of reprieve, but even before she goes for the reconstruction, I think they need to talk about it.
A reconstruction will not bring it back to what it was like.
That's why I said they need to talk about it, so that they both understand the road they're about to go through. She can go through that road and then come out of it, and he still doesn't see. You know, his mind is not changed.
Mm.
You know, and no, he still doesn't appreciate his wife anymore.
I was going to say, I don't normally do this, but let me see what Deabumi says here. And, you know, just at least this is it's a bit above my head. and as a man, it wouldn't mean much to me, because I'm very, very tolerant of things like this. I'm very, very tolerant. I have a very liberal mind. But I know that, but I know what most men, and you know the general Nigerian attitude, even if the woman had just as much as gone to see a psychiatrist, you know, we have all these stigma, whatever things.
Stigmatization.
But let's see what Deabumi says. He says, surgery of whatever magnitude is a big step in a relationship, and the transition to the new life you both have must be gradual. It starts with you. Aha, we didn't think of that. You have to get the life you had back whilst making the most of the opportunities open to you. Treat your body kindly. Swimming and gentle exercise would help. Yoga too. As you grow more confident, you start opening up to your husband. Tell him how you feel about your upcoming surgery. For all you know, he could be scared of your going through another operation all over again in case he hurts you by touching you. Slowly, you reconnect emotionally in time. The physical intimacy will return. In the meantime, wait. If you are not ready for more surgery, learn to love the body that helped you survive this and talk to your husband. Like you, I suspected, he too is just a
traumatized.
Rich. She doesn't say anything about going for counseling.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they need counseling. even with her, that she's doing a reconstructive surgery, she needs to understand there's always a psychological impact, and apart from the physical impact in any trauma. So that's why you have post-traumatic stress syndrome and things like that. So I think they do need some help. Both of them.
Okay, let's look at another one before we go on break. And this one, but I wonder what you think, though.
Okay, so what I think is that I believe strongly that they both need counseling. The woman first, because she's going through a lot.
The woman first.
I'm not sure she's had counseling, because going for surgery, having cancer on its own is a whole burden. Even if you're going to survive it, the fear you've had, hearing other people who've had cancer, who possibly died. So she needs her mind in shape. And I think the husband also needs help, but he needs to be quite supportive. He needs to sometimes, well, I'll advise, while he seeks help, he needs to show some support. I mean, don't show disdain to her body.
But that's probably the reason why I thought that maybe he should go alone
first.
You know, so he's counseled while the woman is not there, so he can open up.
But if they both had a good relationship before the surgery, it shouldn't have been such a... there will be a problem, but he should be able to express how he feels. Oh, I'm afraid for your next surgery. Oh, I don't know how I feel about this new body.
It might not even be the issue of the next surgery. It's maybe just that he can't look at, you know... Maybe that was the most attractive part of
her body. Yeah.
Of her body.
And then suddenly it's no longer there.
Yes.
Yeah. I personally believe in transparency in relationships. Like, this is how I feel. What are we going to do about it? You are together in this.
But I think it's easier said than done.
But that's what's the only thing that can resolve the matter. Otherwise, there'll be tension.
Our lines are open. Let's open up the line. 0700-993-993-993. And the female line, 0146-57190. And you can call us and tell us. This is a very naughty one. It's a naughty one. I don't know how to untie it. I'm not too sure. I don't know how to untie it. I'm inclined to believe that it would be nice if they could push the man to go first before they then go together. Let's see, we have one of our callers there. Hello, morning. Morning.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, sir. Yes, quickly.
Bola is my name, Uncle Jimmy. Good morning.
Morning.
I just want to appeal to the husband. This is not the time to at least reject the woman. He should be very grateful to God that she's still alive. Some of us that lost our wife due to that same cancer, breast cancer, will feel so bad hearing this from the gentleman this morning. You should be very grateful that the wife is alive. First.
Okay.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Okay.
So sad.
Now, I don't think he is not grateful that the wife is alive. I think we need to be a bit careful, you know, about charging him. I think maybe it's just something that he cannot... Listen to what the woman says. He says that he hasn't touched me and can hardly bring himself to look at the scars. It could be that it's from his inner self that he can't handle it. You know, there, for example, I had a very, very, very close friend. God bless his soul, he's dead now. Who couldn't... One of our friends had a baby. Okay? And I'm joking. So they gave the baby to me. And I looked and turned around, baby. Old joke, and then complete with the old baby. Oh. And I just automatically, only pop, take. He stretched his hands and took the baby. And I was still looking somewhere else when somebody kicks me. I looked at him, he was shaking. He can't carry a day old, he couldn't carry a day old baby. So there are people like that who, the woman says here specifically, he can't bring himself to look at my scars. Okay, let's have another one. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yes.
Yeah, my name is Kenneth, calling from Lukwaju.
Yes, sir.
Thank God for your program this morning.
Yes, sir.
The husband, I want to say that God will help him to be there for his wife.
Amen.
You asked a question that should he be going alone
for counseling initially?
Initially, yes. I want to believe that just as your guests have said, I believe that two of them should be there. They should be there, both of them.
Okay.
at the same time.
All right. Thank you, sir. I'd appreciate, you know, a female caller to put things in the balance. Do we have anything on the female line? Remember that the female line, you can easily get it.
Hello, good morning.
Hold on, sir. It's 01465-7190. Hello, good morning, Oga. Good morning, how are you?
Hello, good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning, sir.
How's the family, sir?
They're fine.
Okay, just a quick one. If that story is a life story, I want to picture in something to that man. And if the man is listening, something similar to that happened to somebody I know. It was a man that had an accident. And they cut one part of his hand. So the wife could not love him again. He said, because the man is being disfigured. Do you know that that same woman run after some time? The woman had an issue. Her sight, she could not see again.
Wow.
She could not see again. Now, between the man that lost his hand, that still have complete body, and a woman that lost her sight, who is supposed to love who? Then that woman now was in need of her husband. And before now, she has denied her husband because he was amputated. So these things happen for us to learn. That man, this is the time that woman needs him.
Yes.
So he should not run away from
okay,
the
thank you, sir. Yes, I still believe that...
A female line now.
Okay. Hello, good morning. We lost her.
Yes, she did.
We lost her.
We lost the call.
Oh, we lost the call. Sorry. Okay, I still believe that you can preach all you can, but a man can only do what he can. So I think professional help would... but I'm still feeling inclined that it's probably best to talk to him first.
Alone.
So that he'll be free. Because there's so many things he might not be able to say in front of his wife.
But why? Why can't he say it?
Well, it's not a question of why, but he might not just be able. It's good to hear. A good counselor has to hear him out.
Yes.
Completely.
Yes.
Yes, and that's what I think. Do we have a female line?
Yes, we do now.
We do now. Okay. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning, sir. Ma, sorry.
And
who is speaking?
Man, I guess. Morning. To me, this is Madam Missy, sorry.
Yes.
If you ask me, I would say they should go for the counseling separately first.
Yes.
The man goes, the woman goes, they will pour
exactly
out all what is troubling them to the counselor. Then the counselor will know where to touch when both of them
meet. Thank you very much, ma'am. Okay, we'll take a break, right?
We have 5 more minutes.
We have 5 more minutes. Okay, so let me read the next one. This one is by somebody called Labo and says, I'm a single mother with a partner who's highly unreliable. We have a young... I think we had this last week. Oh, we had this last week, so I won't bother again. Let me rather go to Laura. I think Antibumi needs to take note of some of these things. They keep repeating them. Some of us take note of this column. It says, some years ago, my sister's husband left her 3 children to move in with his mistress. Let me read that again. Some years ago, my sister's husband left her with 3 children, and then he then moved in with his mistress. He left the house and moved to the mistress's house, meaning that if he was living in the Surulere, he left his house in Surulere and moved in with the mistress in Yaba. So you get that analogy. Philip will get it. Where is he?
They have a call.
And I said, so she said she was... He said she was so devastated that I promised I'd help by giving her a lot of support. But now I have a new man I'm very interested in. It's getting complicated. Yet my sister still expects me to be constantly at her beck and call. I need my life back. How can I tell her? Okay, so let me read this again. The husband left the wife, okay? Then the wife was devastated. I promised by giving her a lot of support. Now I have a new man. So the issue is that the wife's sister, who is Laura, is complaining that the wife is making too much demands on her.
That's the problem.
Usually you lean on somebody at a time like that.
You don't let... I mean, I'm not unsympathetic with anybody, but you don't put your own life on hold
For other people,
because you want to be there for someone. She should have balanced it out right from the word go. Like, okay, maybe I don't know what the arrangement was. Maybe she was the one living in her sister's house, or maybe her sister moved in with her.
Okay, but what should she just sit down and have a... Sometimes it's difficult to sit down and have a talk with people.
Especially when the person is already fixated,
like fixated
on
yes.
you. That yeah, the, maybe
the if sister, I was you, you remember I paid your school fees. I didn't
maybe the sister is the, she leaves her children with her to go out or to do something, and now she wants.
But
to,
now this woman here, insane. This woman, she now has a new bobo, and she needs to give him time.
She needs time.
And you know when new bobo is to be hot, mama.
What's
a giz giz? You know about it.
No, so seriously.
At 60, do you think a woman will still feel giz-giz when she sees
a new guy? I've seen 63-year-old woman get married.
I just said get married. Would we be doing them giz-giz?
They must be the giz-giz inside for you to lose your independence.
You know, it's funny because why I say so is that I've had people who, for example, I have a friend, a much younger friend, whose father died. And I asked casually that I hope you let your mom, after some time, settle down and start dating. Mom in her 60s, I said, what does she need a man for? you know, and people don't know that these things, you, at 70, you can do you giz-giz. At 80,
you might have that.
As it's doing you, when auntie turned 70, for example, and asked her, are you still going to date? She said, ah, why not? But the times have changed from, I mean, look at you at 60, you look delicious.
Like people are listening. Your friend is listening.
Let him know. Don't, if he doesn't buck up, you look. You need to go to YouTube to look at this new 60-year-old woman. She looks quite good. I would have asked Philip, but Philip is very shy. Oga wants to get me to trouble.
With his friend.
Especially with his papa, which kind of friend. You know, life has actually. Let me be. I don't feel any 60 anything, but I can bounce it in with my shorts and my T-shirt, and
it's good.
I still feel
age,
the same.
Age is in the mind.
Yeah,
it's in age the mind, but the body sometimes will not.
It doesn't cooperate with the mind.
It doesn't cooperate with the mind.
Yeah, but even still, then I think age is in the mind, really. Even if your body, I mean, how did I see? All those videos that they do, they show of people, you know, learning to dance at 70, at 80.
Yes, yes.
So,
yes.
So, it's really in the mind.
Okay.
For this lady, there are two things. She should start getting her life back on her own first.
That's the lady whose husband has gone to live. But that can be traumatic. Your husband walks away and goes to live with a mistress.
Yes. It's your problem. It's not her sister. They shouldn't offload the problem on her
sister.
What
would make a man leave his house and go and live with a mistress?
I don't know. You are the man. Tell us.
Osuni. No, I'll tell you Osuni. You know what Osuni means? He got fed up.
Fed up of what?
Whatever it is. Just got fed up.
Don't let us open that.
Let us open this. Let us open it.
You know, we are 2-1 here.
No, Philip is here.
Consider this matter.
The man will phone in. Kelvin, where are you? Let us open it.
Osu.
Osuni.
Kill Osu.
She virtually kicked him out of the house.
Oh, she did? Really?
It is a woman that holds a home.
Oh, I think you're just talking.
It could have been nagging.
We could have been denying.
But you know, men nag more than women do.
No.
Yes.
Men
nag.
Man, totally correct.
Let me give you another scenario. The lady says she has 3 children. Maybe her size has changed. And the woman herself she's not brushed up. She just let herself go. And then the man sees the mistress in nice dandy look.
Is that why you've got to diet?
No. Leave me out of it.
And we can't leave you out of it. We go by the examples that we see. You don't look. I'm not kidding now. My friend is in trouble. Do you think my friend would leave you to go live with the mistress?
He's in trouble. He's in trouble if he does that. And I know my husband likes his comfort. So
he likes his comfort. He likes to sit on his bed.
So really, quickly.
Yes.
The mistress might be anything. She might be a mommy water.
That's we need to take a break. When I come back, that mummy water you said, I'm going to come back to you. It's the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. It's Wednesday. It's brought to you by Amstel Malta, by Amstel Malta. We'll take a short break and then we'll be right back. We had an argument, a small argument, that when my mom asked me, can a woman leave her husband and go and stay with another guy? Is that acceptable? I was almost going to say yes, and it occurred to me that we are looking at two issues here.
Mm-hmm.
First is the leaving, and the second is the destination. Okay? If a woman leaves
that
her husband,
be a problem.
If she goes to her parents' house,
no, she should go. Go here, okay.
Go nice. No, if she goes to her parents' house.
Did the man go to his parents' house? He went to her
mistress. And he went, and let me finish. I avoid this woman. Yeah. This woman, very hot. But if a woman leaves the parents' house to go to another bobo's house, wala wambel.
Why? How?
How do I explain it now? This is the world that we live in.
What world is that?
No, if a man can go to a mistress's house.
Why?
No,
why is it acceptable for the man?
No, wait
and
a minute. It is easier to fathom.
No, it's not easier. It's easier for you. It's easier for me.
But I have to point. You are not living anywhere.
Because it's easier for me to fathom a woman who also gets tired, leaves her three children with a man, and goes to a boy. There are so many bubbles out there.
But you know,
why is it so painful? No, I don't know.
It's so painful.
It's not painful.
It can cause a world war.
But a man going to his mistress.
A woman leaves her house. Leaves her house to go and stay with the teenager. In Parkview.
Uh-huh.
It is even worse if the man she's going to is 10 times wealthier than the world.
Even Golo
by a wall.
They're just talking.
You see?
Hello, my.
If it's good for the goose, it should be good for the
man. I know. But you see, I said something, Funke and Wemimo. I said, look, I'd rather have the man go to another woman's house than for him to start thumping the one in the house into submission. I mean, that's a better option, isn't it? You'd rather have your man go than beat you up all the time.
It might not be. You're thinking of the extreme, Uncle Jimmy.
Physical violence.
They might have grown apart
over the years.
Mm.
Their interests are totally different.
If you find yourself in a situation where, as a couple, your interests are you've grown apart, is it good for you to? Can it still be salvaged?
It can.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
How do you salvage such a thing? Tell me.
They need to sit down and talk. There's something they saw. I don't believe in. There's nobody in this world whose marriage is smooth sailing all throughout.
Oh, yes, it never is.
For it to continue, they get to a stage where they have to talk about it.
And also, you know, as people grow...
I believe in talking, really.
In talking.
Yes.
If you can talk.
You must learn to talk.
But she said something the other time. I want her to repeat it on air. Yes, you should be bold enough to repeat what you said just now.
You said that
the men who leave their wives and go to the other
mommy
woman
water.
Outside, that it is mommy water. I want you to repeat it.
Yes.
Do you believe so?
I believe they're just indisciplined.
Mami water.
It's not indisciplined. You don't know why they left.
It's indisciplined.
When I say mami water, it's not a connotation of diabolical, right? What I'm saying is that maybe even in their sex life has dried up. Mm. The man, he finds no excitement.
In the woman.
He sees a young person who makes him roll over on the bed. Or whatever. That's one aspect. The wife doesn't derive pleasure in cooking for her husband. There's a young lady somewhere who will cook orishirishi. Exactly.
They say, we don't say cook orishirishi anymore. Well, undita.
So it's not only cutting soap. I'll use that language.
Which one is cutting soap? This is a code I can't decipher.
So when I say mami water, that's what I mean, really.
Okay. Let me leave that one. Mm-hmm. Let me leave that one. This one is a tough one. Fidelia says, how can I stop my son from stealing?
Ah.
Some months back, I noticed, I think I've seen this. Anyway, some months back, I noticed small amounts of money had been withdrawn from my bank account when I was nowhere near a cash machine. In total, almost 190,000 was missing, and there was only one person who could have taken it, my 20-year-old son, who is an undergraduate. I confronted him, and he admitted it. He said he needed the money to pay off a debt. I forgave him, but it seems that he's at it again. Money was missing from my purse the last time he came home. I don't want to get him into trouble by being soft on him. But being soft on him has gotten me nowhere. Well, first of all, we don't know if she lives
with the
in
man.
A family setting. Yes, if the husband is there.
Mm.
This is what I've always had an attitude that I will not cover up any misdemeanor of a child. I will not. I don't want to embarrass my son by saying some of the things I did when we were all teenagers under peer pressure. But that's one thing my kids know about me. And I think all parents should be like that. Don't cover up. Okay?
This thing is, because it didn't start now.
It didn't start now. And then if the more you cover up, one, you become an accomplice, even in the stealing of your own money. And I can assure you, the more you cover up, the likelihood he's going to go and do it someplace else.
I'm sure he's done it outside.
I think, though, because I had a recent experience of a cousin's son who wiped his mother's account.
Mm.
In fact, at the end of the day, the total sum went to about almost 500,000 naira. So when we dug, he's a teenager, we found out that on his phone, you know, that these mobile apps that pop up on your phone that offer you loans. So he found it amusing. So he was taking loans, 20K here, 10K here, 40K here. So he was just gallivanting with his friend. At the end of the day, he had a total debt of almost 500,000. Swiped his mother's card. So it could just have started. So sometimes these young people, they get into trouble. Mm. It's important that we let children know. I tell my young children, no matter what? Recently one of my sons threw his slippers over the fence. He couldn't tell me. So his brother had to tell. I said, no matter what happens, you must tell me. They must feel comfortable enough to tell you when they are in trouble.
Yes.
Mm. Because they keep digging deeper if they don't tell you.
You know, you opened up an issue that has become completely irritating to me. I've been getting phone calls, texts, and things.
Those things.
I intend to sue one of them very soon. It's highly ridiculous.
I told one, the next time you call my phone, I'm reporting you to CBN. Do not call my phone again.
I'm not reporting anybody to CBN.
Please tell me what you need to do so that I can copy.
No, I can't tell you on air. I won't implicate myself. You know but you know me now. You know I'm a traditionalist. That's a joke. That's a joke to those who believe I have something in less pocket.
Oh my God.
But it's a very I don't know what is wrong with it. We are so lazy. Why would you be giving a loan to somebody who you can't identify? Look, somebody, I got a call and they said, do you know so-and-so? I said, no. He said, he gave your name as one of the phone numbers. I said, but if you did any due diligence, you know who you are calling. I know that my phone number is out there in the open. When he gave you the number, did you call me?
Yeah, to ask if you could give him a loan.
To ask if I could give you a loan. Why are you calling me, you know? And because the woman was so argumentative that I don't know how to translate shepe to English.
Because you can't.
No, it's not as strong. Okay, I mean, I was just joking. But it was that bad. What I say to you, to parents out there, is don't shield your children. Don't. You're not doing them any good. I have a teenager who does any nonsense like this. I've gotten teenagers arrested before. Arrested and put them. Police came to pick them up in the neighborhood and threw them at the back of a van. And yes, everybody learned his lesson.
Can I add, sir,
yes,
that in the case that I mentioned, and I totally support, my children know, I don't cover nonsense.
I don't cover nonsense.
In this case, when I told his mother, I said, left to me, he will sleep in police cell so that he can learn his lesson.
He can learn his lesson.
Aside that, she wanted us to rally around and pay the money. I said, he has to go pick up a job.
Mm-hmm.
He has to go to construction site and work and collect 3,000 naira a day. But she did not agree. And then I told her, don't call me next time if this happens.
No, don't worry. Those are the modern parents.
Now, she's taking a loan to offset the boy's debt.
Like my friend and I would say, I don't want You know what? You know, God bless my mother, Abusa Tayoka. She will shout to the high heavens.
It's true.
That's how we grow up.
Yes. They will not cover
you
up.
That is why.
They will even put the thing on your head. Yeah. You stole and parade you
in the neighborhood. That is why you find some of us, we thank God for our mothers and our fathers. You can't find me in any form. All these people, the elite who steal money, steal left, right, and center. If only Mama could see me now. I wonder what kind of conscience they have.
They didn't have
Lady Kwaju. Yes. They're all thieves, most of them. You can't find me in such a thing. Some of them said, wake up in the morning, go, me ole jale. Because right from childhood, there was this fear at the back of my head. My mom, and you know, we also grew up at a time when neighborhoods were closer.
Close. Yeah. It's not only your parents that.
They would go and call all your friends. And I had the same raising children and children in the neighborhood. I called police. Very early. Start off. And those are the things that gives you confidence when you are my age. Right? Wherever your children are, they will not misbehave. So the solution really is don't cover your children. Let's hear what some of our listeners have to say in this. Hello, good morning.
Hello, Uncle Jenny.
Yes, morning.
Good morning, Sam. Falabi here.
Yeah, morning, Mr. Falabi.
Yeah. On the matter of shame, I think we've lost a lot in this country. We've lost the gift of shame. Shame is a gift.
Yes.
And many of us don't realize that. And over the last 30, 40 years, we've slowly but perceptibly lost that gift of shame. And you can see it in our leaders, you can see it in our youth, you can see it across everybody. As an honorable friend of mine said, there's no difference between the boy at Oshodi and your president. Everybody behaves the same. It's just that some of them have more money than others and more power than others. There's no perceptible difference between people who are the elite and the people who are down there in the rubble. And also on the matter of the husband and wife, the lady who had a mastectomy, I think they need to first of all have talk separately. The woman needs to say,
expectations too, yes.
Whatever it is that came out of her surviving that, any psychological issues coming out of that. And the husband too needs to talk alone before he then goes and talk to the wife and manage.
Yes,
because
thank you.
Some things he needs to realize on his own and manage as a human being before you then bring them both together.
Okay, thank you very much. So I don't think we can take up any. We have just about 5 minutes to go. Am I right?
Seven
minutes to go. Okay, let's hear more of what people might want to say. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, sir.
Morning, madam.
Top of the day, so you hear me? This Akibwe from. Hello?
Please go on, madam.
Okay, as regards to the couple, although you did not mention their belief, whether they are Christian, but I know of a story of Miriam Makemba. When he was diagnosed of cancer, he said, her nature, her eyes, is more than cancer. And she went on. She died. That cancer did not show up. So it depends on how they want to exercise their mind. And then if they are Christian, they should read the Bible. The Bible is where the healing, the word of God, when you absorb into your body, you exercise it by repeating it, then the healing will just come over.
Okay,
maybe
thank you.
Read the book of Proverbs chapter 16. Say, commit your heart desire.
Okay, ma'am. The issue is not she's not the health issue we are talking about here. We are talking about the issue between the. She's already done the operation, so the issue is beyond that. And I don't think religion, you know, whether they are Christians or Muslim, I don't see what role he plays in all this. The challenge is, and that's not in there to apply. And that's what it is. Okay, but thank you for your contribution. Hello, good morning. Hello. Morning.
Good morning.
Yes. No, please. No. I can't take this call because when you call, please call from a silent background and don't use a speakerphone. Okay. We'll get a feedback. Put your mouth to the mic. Hello. Good morning. I'd actually like one more female. If I can. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
No. That's. Hello? Okay, I think we might. So, do we have one here? Hello?
Sir.
Hello, morning.
Yes, due to what you have been saying, I've been listening to you.
Yes.
You know, the nature of life we have in those days was not all like what we see today.
Yes.
The nature of life, due to when people were living in those days, if you look at how the creation of the heaven and earth was, before these days, human beings were already characterized with good characters. They would teach their children, they would love each other. Now there is no love.
Mm.
You can't even correct a child on the street.
Yes, I understand. So, I understand your frustration, but I'm also frustrated because time has set in and we have to go. Thank you very much, Mrs. Funkakuyaro. A happy birthday to you.
Thank you, sir. Nice to be here.
We hope you'll be here when you're 70.
By God's grace. Are you going to be here?
Why not? I'll be 76. But why am I... Somebody was asking me the other day that when are you going to retire? I said, the day God takes my voice away, then I'm gone.
Yes.
Otherwise...
That's your staying power.
This job has no age limit.
Even with your walking stick.
With your walking stick. I don't imagine when they say Papa should go and rest. I don't imagine myself waking up in the morning
and doing nothing,
reading papers, doing nothing. Even when I'm on vacation, I find it a bit worrisome. Thank you very much. My regards to everything. Don't forget my message to Mayowa, that drink.
Okay, I will.
Please, that drink.
I'll get the details.
The drink, you know, it was during the prison. He had an anointing.
Okay.
All right, thank you very much for coming. That's where we'll end it for today. We'll be back again tomorrow. Tomorrow, I have my friend from Germany, Frisky La. Frisky La is a journalist who operates in, he lives in Germany, and is an author of so many books. And, you know, he spits fire. When I'm going to be very careful tomorrow. I go first beg him before he come. Say, Fritz, no, we're not going to talk on like that. You know, Fritz can be very... he's a very angry man. Yeah, because he can't fathom... Having lived in Germany for close to 30 years, he can't fathom some of the things that he sees here. Neither can we, those of us who live here and who know. So we'll be back here tomorrow, 9 o'clock, okay? And I think all things being equal... On Friday, I should do a solo run and now touch on some of the things that I'd like to speak about. Okay, so that's what we'll do. And for Saturday, I don't have a guest just yet. I'd like to thank Nigerian Breweries for this support, you know, for Amstel Malta. And this is the beginning of a new phase. I'm a Hong Kong in December. You better be ready. Fuka, yeah, let's go.
Thank you.
All right, I'll see you all tomorrow at 9.
Thank you.
Uplifting the nation. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.